now we're going to give some rewards to some of the centers who have been working hard in the past years or months to promote the teaching of God and also to help the fellow initiates, to encourage them to continue to practice. So we have picked some of the best. But nevertheless, it is very difficult to choose because most of them are hardworking and everyone practically is very enthusiastic and I would say diligent in spreading the teaching and also practicing themselves. But anyhow, we picked the most outstanding and also the most symbolic. Yeah, we hope next year we have more. It's a very short notice. Yeah. Okay. Now I give each center a symbolic letter, you know, inside. It will be written what and what, yeah. Because it's in a very short time, you know. You have not given me the report long enough in advance. I have demanded in certain date, and then it did not come. I was supposed to read it on the airplane and decided then. And then when I came here, I already have all the rewards and printed paper and everything. But you didn't give it to me on time. So I just give an envelope to everyone, and then we will take care later. We send the award from Taiwan Center. Understand? Yeah, okay. Paris Center is very coordinated with each other. And there are three persons working there. One French, the other one Vietnamese, the other one Chinese. And they work together very well. And in a very short time, they have printed newsletters and translated a lot of work and all that. Yeah, so they're very good. They rented the house themselves and do a lot of independent work and have an independent thinking, you know. Not everything as master and all that, you know. I don't even know what to do. I'm not in a propagation work, you know. Maybe I am, but I have a lot of other work to do. So now, I'm calling one by one, eh? But not by order, huh? So if you hear your name, please come over. Now, Singapore Center. All the centers are working very hard, you know, in promoting and encouraging the disciples and also being independent, yeah, renting houses or buying centers for themselves and distributing books and teaching English classes or vegan classes, etc., etc. Each center has its own beauty, yeah, and because of the time shortage, I cannot read to you one by one, but maybe we report it in the news magazine, and then you will see what each center is doing. Yeah? The symbolic ones, the leading ones. Yeah? Okay. Next one, I have to write it here. Pusan. There are some centers that are more distinguished, yeah, than the other centers. But then we will see to that later. Now, Korea, Pusan. Yeah. If you see nothing in your envelope, then you give it back to me later. I give you something else. only for you. Don't give it to other people. I have to write a letter inside. I didn't have so much time. I could only write that much. And then time is so short, I have to come here. I already have this one, so no need. Let's see. Yeah, so much. How much work I have to do, you never have any idea. I have to go through all these reports and then extract out what's a good one and then have to reconsider again and again, and also tell many people to read it with me, whether they agree with it. Yeah. So it takes a lot of time. In just 4 days, I work so much. You never know. You never know. I might report to you that I have very little time to run after you guys. Okay, that's what we have already, Changhua already. Yep. And some of them I already have. Yep, so, good. Wow, I feel a little bit sick today also. Yeah, got it. This one. No, Austria, Vienna. Vienna Center. Vienna started with nobody. And he's the one who promoted a lot of teaching in Europe, yeah, including Switzerland and so on. Yes. So actually, some of the awards go to the whole center. Some of the awards go to one person, actually. But we don't promote, you know, personal egoism, so we just say center. Now, London and Oxford. Oh, two together? Only one? Only one, London, England. Don't see any? 那个中国的那个小小的呢? 他代表的,跑掉了? 对啊,他那个专门说他业障很深的,赶快过来。 这个比较好了，赶快过来。现在，Paris already, yeah. But they can have two more: one for the Vietnamese representative and one for the Chinese representative. Because they both worked the part before the French people came into the picture. They have rented the house together, and then they pay for the rent because the rent is very expensive in Paris. When we went for lecture, of course we financed everything. But after we left, they thought that the disciple numbers would grow up very much, so they rented a house. So what they did was they paid the rent themselves and stay in one room, and the rest of the house was for the disciples to meditate. In that case, they solve the rent problem, you know. And maybe they pay 2/3 of it or 3/4 of it, and a little bit left over the disciple put in. And so the whole dining room and living room, etc., are all for the public, and they stay in the small rooms. So they solve the renting problem, and this is very touching. Yeah, in other centers. In other centers, we always pay for them. But then in the long run, when they have many disciples, then they pay themselves. Yeah. But these are the first parents is newborn. And they already started to finance their own magazine, and they bought fax machine, and they do a lot of things, you know, to try to promote the teaching. So this is very good. Yeah, they have initiative. Ideas, and that's important, you know what I mean? Not because of the money or how much they work or how many people they can draw inside. It is the initiative ideas that are important. That means you're growing, you are independent, and that's what I like. I like to see you grow, yes. Of course, we like to see the result of our work, you know, but that is not the most important. I'm not counting how many new disciples there are in your center, but I'm counting what you're doing and what nice ideas you have and how independent you are. But in a good way, you know, not independent like, you know, stubbornness. That's different. They're independent but very disciplined, and that's the best thing. And they try to do it, you know, themselves. And then whatever they need, we supply. And that's the best thing, yeah. That's, yeah, good. And all of them speak French in the center. Chinese, Vietnamese all speak French. But I started it. I said, nobody can speak English and Vietnamese here. I don't understand. Only speak French. Whether I can answer you or not, that's a different thing. But you have to speak French.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.